Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo. Serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So, let's dig right in, shall we? Well, today I want to talk about Shinrin Yoku. Say what? Shinrin Yoku? What the heck am I talking about? What I'm talking about is forest bathing. Forest bathing. Now, before you get any crazy and wild ideas, no, don't worry. I'm simply talking about taking in the forest atmosphere. Forest bathing. It refers to the process of soaking up the sights, smells, and sounds of a natural setting to promote physiological and psychological health. It was developed in Japan during the 1980s and has become a cornerstone of preventive healthcare and healing in Japanese medicine. And there's a robust body of scientific literature on the health benefits of simply spending time under the canopy of a living forest. And you know me, anything that we can do to stay healthy and out of the healthcare system, out of the hospital, that doesn't have any side effects, well, I'm all in. The idea is simple. If a person simply visits a natural area and walks in a relaxed way, there are calming, rejuvenating, and restorative benefits to be achieved. Wander and sit. How simple is that? There have been many scientific studies that are demonstrating the mechanisms behind the healing effects of simply being in a wild and natural area, such as boosted immune system functioning, with an increase in the count of the body's natural killer cells. And we do have what's called natural killer cells. Sounds kind of crazy, but I'll talk about that in a moment. Other healing effects are reduced blood pressure, reduced stress, improved mood, increased ability to focus, even in children with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I like this one, accelerated recovery from surgery or illness, increased energy level, we can all use that, improved sleep, overall increase in sense of happiness. Incorporating forest bathing trips into a good lifestyle was first proposed in 1982 by the Forest Agency of Japan. And it's now become a recognized relaxation or stress management activity in Japan. The results of a study using the profile of mood states demonstrated that a forest bathing trip significantly increased the score for vigor and decreased the scores for anxiety, depression, and anger. Habitual forest bathing may help to decrease the risk of psychosocial stress-related diseases and may have a preventive effect on cancer generation and development. So, how is forest bathing different from a hike? Well, a hike is generally oriented as a journey from point A to point B, whereas forest bathing is not about reaching a physical destination. It's simply about spending time in the forest, breathing in the environment, standing, walking, sitting, or lying down near trees. A study in Japan showed that when people walked through a forested area, their cortisol levels dropped 16% more than when they walked in a city. Plus, after 15 minutes, their blood pressure levels were lowered too. And researchers have figured out why this happens. It's due to something called phytoncides. When humans stand beneath trees, they absorb some of the phytoncides, which in turn triggers the production of natural killer cells in our bodies. A phytoncide is a substance emitted by plants and trees and generally means the aroma of the forest. Phyton, P-H-Y-T-O-N, phyton, means plant in Latin, and side, C-I-D-E, means to exterminate. So phytoncides are produced to help plants and trees protect themselves from harmful insects and germs. Basically, they are wood essential oils. and they have a positive effect on the NK cells in our body. And NK stands for natural killer cells. These are a type of lymphocyte, a white blood cell, and they're part of our immune system. So these NK cells play a major role in the rejection of both tumors and virally infected cells that may attack us. Another study shows women who spent up to 4 hours in a forest on two consecutive days had almost a 40% increase in white blood cells. Forest therapy may also help control blood sugar. A Japanese study followed 87 adults diagnosed with type 2 diabetes for 6 years. During this time, the participants walked in a forest for 1.9 or 3.7 miles, depending on their physical ability, on 9 different occasions. At the end of the study, researchers found that the forest walkers had lower blood glucose, synonymous with blood sugar levels, improved insulin sensitivity, and decreased levels of hemoglobin A1C, which is an indicator of how well blood glucose has been controlled over the past 3 months. Also, better concentration. Research in the United States has investigated the effects of outdoor green spaces on symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in children. In a randomized control study, doctors specializing in environmental psychology at the University of Illinois studied 17 children diagnosed with ADHD who were exposed to 3 different environments. After 20-minute walks in a city park, children experienced substantially improved concentration compared to 20-minute walks in downtown and residential settings. This is huge. Researchers concluded that the positive results were comparable to the effects of Ritalin. Wow. How about diminished pain? Researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine studied the effects of nature, scenery, and sounds on pain perception. This randomized controlled clinical trial included 120 adults undergoing bone marrow aspiration and biopsy performed with only local anesthetic, a painful procedure, in 1 of 3 settings. One group experienced nature scenery and sounds during the biopsy, the second group city scenery and sounds, and the third group a standard medical setting. Overall, the procedure was poorly tolerated, but researchers concluded that viewing a nature scene and listening to nature sounds is a safe and inexpensive way to reduce pain during bone marrow biopsy. How's that? Improved immunity. Studies in Japan have examined markers of immunity in both men and women after 3-day trips to the forest. Healthy volunteers participated in 3 2-hour sessions of walking in a forest. Before, during, and after the experiences, researchers measured the number and activity of natural killer cells, those immune cells that destroy cancerous cells in the body. They also measured levels of phytoncides in the forest air. Again, I mentioned those phytoncides are essential oils released by trees and plants to defend themselves against insects, animals, and decomposition. Compared to control measurements taken on normal working days, the forest walking significantly decreased levels of stress hormones, increased anti-cancer proteins, and increased the number and activity of natural killer cells. And get this, 30 days after the experience, natural killer cells were still more active, suggesting that monthly forest walks could be an important lifestyle factor in the prevention of cancer as well as a helpful therapy for people diagnosed with cancer. And these researchers believe that the wood essential oils were at least partially responsible for the positive effects of forest air. This is huge. Now, it's almost amusing, if it weren't so irritating and predictable, like everything else that just has to get monetized, hotels are even getting into the action. You can partake in forest bathing at Canyon Ranch in Tucson, Mohonk Mountain House, 90 miles outside of New York City, the Mayflower Grace in Washington, Connecticut, or at L'Auberge de Sedona, under canopies of sycamore trees in Arizona's Red Rock region. Like, we need to pay someone to simply spend some time in and around trees? Wow. Well, since I'm heading in that direction, here's where I'm going to go dark on you for a moment, because I have great, and for good reason, concerns. Forest therapy, as we're finding out, is a good example of how our own health is dependent on the health of our natural environment. And dare I mention what the powers that be are doing to our environment via chemtrails, for example. All one has to do is be somewhat aware to notice that trees are becoming sickly and dying. I especially notice pine trees and oaks being seriously affected. The geoengineering of our weather is killing our environment and obviously us too. No longer do we have blue skies, but then again, how convenient. No one looks up anymore to even notice. All hunched, crunched, and bunched over, texting stupidity to no one in particular. Well, the next time you're outside, notice how many tree leaves are dried and curled up. That's right. One of the most significant means of climate engineering is the high-altitude spraying of aerosol compounds into the Earth's atmosphere, most notably aluminum, barium, and other heavy metals. These compounds eventually end up on the ground and in the water, causing changes in soil pH and composition, and generally poisoning the earth below. This obviously slowly kills the entire ecosystem as insects and animals are left without food or habitat. Reports of widespread die-offs of trees and other plants are coming in from all around the world, especially in California, and many other reports of unexplainable tree deaths are easily found online. Check it out sometime. If the trees die, we die. Whole ecosystems are collapsing all over the globe, and our rapidly dying trees are the most visible harbinger of what is unfolding. Few seem to notice the die-off until it's pointed out to them, but once recognized, what can be seen is alarming, and I hope to alarm you today. And then just last night, I saw a commercial for Roundup Weed Killer. I mean, who needs Roundup as a weed killer? Heck, just throw some corn on the cob on your weeds. That's right. All of the corn is genetically modified with yummy Roundup. Yep, sweet corn is genetically engineered with 3 BT toxin genes that make the corn itself an insecticide. Plus, a Roundup-ready gene that enables the corn to withstand Monsanto's herbicide glyphosate. Yum. Well, as usual, I digress. Back to forest bathing. Another possible explanation for forest bathing's soothing effects involves our sense of awe when viewing natural beauty. But most people are so tethered to their technology and their phones, they don't even know what it feels like to be in awe of something grand or of just being. Our children today, they don't know what it feels like to be just in the presence of nature. Not going, not doing, no agenda, but just being. In our addictive and information-loaded virtual world, there is a real need to reconnect with the real world. But what if you don't happen to live near a forest? Not to worry. You can find a sit spot. That's right, a sit spot in nature near your home. It could be a park, the arboretum, even your own yard. And just sit and pay attention at different times of the day and in different seasons of the year. Leave the phone somewhere else. No camera, no selfies, no Twitter hashtags. Take off your shoes and feel the earth with your bare feet. Become grounded, breathe consciously, and enjoy what is real. Smell the aroma of the trees. Engage all of your senses. Forest bathing. It's medicine right outside your door. It's free. No copays, no side effects. So give it a try this coming week, while we still have some trees left to bathe with.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I'd love you to be a part of my world. It's a world filled with amazing people, interesting and engaging ideas, all related to the preservation of this great planet of ours. We interview people from all over the world about topics that I know will interest you, and we educate people in fun, informative ways and inspire them to take small steps so that together we can make a big impact. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com to learn more and become a part of our world.
She is a dear friend of mine with lots to share with you. She even has a book, and you can reach her by phone at 520-230-3977. That's 520-230-3977. Or visit her website, MrsGreensWorld.com.
Hi, I'm Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast, where we talk about aging in a different way. We hear from professionals in the field and people like you, unsung heroes caring for family members, friends, and relatives amid the demands of your own life. Join me each week as we laugh, cry, and share. And know you're not alone. Listen to a brand new episode every week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. That's AgeWYZ.com.
If you or someone you know is in the caregiver role, check out her website and purchase her book. Visit AgeWYZ.com, and that's spelled AgeWYZ. Or give her a call, 800-590-2129. That's 800-590-2129. Well, it looks like we made it through another Cleveland winter, and that means some fun in the summer heat. And then we complain about it being too hot, don't we? And there is nothing worse than a steamy, sticky night when you can't sleep. That's when it's time for a little AC to cool things down. But when was the last time you had your air conditioning unit cleaned and checked? Well, my friends at B&K Heating and Cooling in North Royalton have a summer special to help you with that right now. It's only $59.95, and I say, do it now before you flip the switch, only to find that your unit needs help. Call 216-210-2529 and ask for Bill. He helped us this winter with our furnace, and now he can help you too. That's 216-210-2529 or visit their website, bnkheating.com. You are listening to Speak Up Talk Radio, and I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, the voice for informed choice. You know, I mentioned getting out in nature, forest bathing, and how important it is to leave technology behind sometimes in order to connect with reality. Well, it's easy to blame others for the state of the world we find ourselves in, but we all have to take responsibility as we have embraced technology with open arms, mostly because we have not been given the facts. And now, I am not anti-technology, but rather I am an advocate for safe technology. But until our government and industry acknowledge that our modern indoor lifestyle and electronic devices are harming us, we have to personally do what we can to take care of ourselves. For decades, governments and industry have known about the health effects of man-made electronic magnetic fields, but they've underplayed their impact on human biology and the environment. Follow the money. I mentioned trees being killed by chemtrailing earlier. Well, it's been well documented that trees can be considered humankind's kind of breathalyzers. Countless forests are being damaged horribly by cell towers and their emissions causing radiation poisoning to leaves. And I'm not making this up. There have been studies of trees located next to cell towers that conclude statistical analysis demonstrated that electromagnetic radiation from mobile phone masts, cell phone towers, is harmful for trees. These results are consistent with the fact that damage inflicted on trees by mobile phone towers usually start on one side, extending to the whole tree over time. And I do have the studies to back that up if you are interested in learning more. Well, the tricky thing about electromagnetic radiation is that it's everywhere, but you can't see it, smell it, hear it, taste it, or touch it. In fact, the only way to determine if your home is safe for you and your children is to test. To ensure that you or your family are not being overexposed, you need to test areas where you spend lots of time, your home, office, and even your car. Testing your environment with an affordable handheld meter is the most important thing you can do to protect yourself and your family. And right now, I want to briefly share some common sources in your home or office of electromagnetic radiation frequencies. Bluetooth devices, cordless phones, computers and laptops, digital alarm clocks, electrical wiring, microwave ovens, smart appliances, smart meters, smart phones and tablets, solar panel inverters, TV screens, Wi-Fi routers, wireless modems, wireless video game consoles, wireless burglar alarms, wireless baby monitors, wireless printers. Yeah. And some other hazards you might be exposed to that come from outside your home or office are the telecommunication tower antennas and base stations, cell phone towers, radio and TV antennas, electricity substations, high voltage cables, and your neighbor's smart meter. Well, what can you do? It's everywhere, and it's all man-made. Well, here are some immediate actions you can take to improve your EMF hygiene, if you want to call it that. And it's taken from a website called emfwarriors.com, and I encourage you to visit that site, emfwarriors.com. First, they say, get into the habit of waking up and getting morning sun. Nothing beats the full spectrum rays coming from the sun. Expose your face and whole body if you can. About 30 minutes a day, first thing around sunrise, is optimal. If you can go to the beach to get the photons from the sun, electrons from the sand, and minerals from the ocean, that would be great. If you live away from the coast, go for a barefoot walk in the park with no sunglasses. Secondly, determine if a smart meter has been installed in your meter box, usually without your permission or knowledge. And if so, ask your utility company to replace it. And you'll know that it's the new smart meter if it has the digital readout and does not have the little spinny circles. That's what you want, the old-time spinny circles or the analog meter. Third, replace all cordless phones in your home with wired versions. Those cordless DECT phones are seriously dangerous. Number four, if you can't use a landline to make a phone call, use the speaker mode on your smartphone, holding it at least 30 centimeters away from your body. Number five, use Ethernet cables instead of Wi-Fi. You can use an Ethernet cable to connect all of your computers, including baby monitors and tablets. You can connect to the internet rather than a wireless router. I do that. And your transmission is much faster and safer. Six, if you have to work with electronic devices at night, wear blue-blocking glasses. Some say you should also wear them during the day if you're working indoors under artificial lights. The glasses help reduce the intensity of the blue light getting into your eyes and reduce the degree to which melatonin is suppressed in your system. We've talked about the importance of melatonin production, especially at night, and your health. Seven, build a sleep sanctuary and switch off everything in the bedroom or don't have any devices in there to begin with. This means no phones and tablets, no digital alarm clock or TV, and that all lights are off. Sleeping in total darkness promotes melatonin secretion in your body and helps you rest and recover deeply. Number eight, most of all, whenever you can, take a break and get out in nature. Get some sun, some surf, and put your bare feet on the ground. And get outside for some forest bathing, as I suggested at the top of the show. In order to reap the benefits of grounding, your feet, or any other part of your body, should be in direct contact with the ground. No shoes, no socks. Whether it's dirt, grass, sand, rock, stone, clay, or concrete, as long as there is all bare earth underneath it. Being in the ocean or any other natural body of water is also considered direct contact with the earth. In fact, being in the ocean or on wet sand or dewy grass is more conducive to grounding than drier surfaces because water acts as an excellent conductor. Similarly, if your feet are wet and are placed on a conductive surface, this also acts in the same manner. Now, surfaces that will not conduct electrons from the earth to your body are asphalt, which contains petroleum, painted surfaces, wood, rubber, and synthetic materials such as plastic. Your feet are more conducive to grounding than any other body parts because of the large amount of nerve endings relative to the surface area compared to other body parts. And finally, get yourself a handheld meter to help you make the invisible visible, to help you determine if your environment is buzzing with frequencies that clearly affect your health. You can order on our website, speakupandstayalive.com, speakupandstayalive.com, at the link that says EMF Safety, the top of the page, EMF Safety. The least price meter is about $140, and it is the best meter on the market for what it does and for the price, and I haven't seen it at a lower price than this. So I encourage you to get this. It's the best insurance you'll ever have. You can order online at speakupandstayalive.com, or you can order by phone at 440-725-5462. That's my radio studio number. Leave me a message. 440-725-5462. Bottom line, Your personal EMF hygiene starts at home, where you and your children spend the most time. Remember, one person can make a change, and being informed is the first place to start. Is your home stressing you out? Are your appliances and gadgets damaging your health? Are you concerned that modern technology could be ruining your and your family's health? Scientific evidence suggests that everyday chronic low-intensity magnetic field exposure poses a possible health risk. Therefore, the conclusion is that magnetic fields remain classified as possibly carcinogenic, meaning they can cause cancer. And what about the radiation levels from wireless computers, routers, cordless phones, baby monitors? I know I've experienced disrupted sleep, grinding teeth, headaches, and waking up tired and didn't know why. Others I know experience hyperactivity, concentration and memory problems, muscle and joint pains, cardiac palpitations, fatigue, irritability, and erratic high blood pressure. And after multiple visits to doctors, still could not get an accurate diagnosis. Finally, I asked myself, could all of these symptoms be caused by invisible hazards? There is a growing body of research that shows that today's ubiquitous technology can be damaging to our health. So I had someone come to my home with highly sensitive measuring devices to measure the levels of electric frequencies, magnetic frequencies, radiation frequencies, and dirty electricity within my home. Oh my, was I ever shocked! Things like cell phones, routers, chargers, power strips, smart meters, dimmer switches, and on filled my supposed sanctuary with invisible yet damaging health hazards. Once I removed these hazards from my home, I slowly began to feel better. So I'm suggesting that you too have a healthy home consultation to identify problem areas in your home. The folks at Healthy Home will test the EMF levels in your home using small, specialized equipment, focusing particularly on areas of the home where you spend most time. And then we'll make recommendations about how you can reduce your exposure and minimize the effects on your health. The home consultation includes full measurements of electromagnetic fields within every room in your home. It takes about an hour, and you will be given a comprehensive report that includes full recommendations on how to reduce the negative impacts of EMFs and turn your home into a healthy, healing, and safe environment. And for a limited time, I'll even come out with them to meet you and help explain the findings. Call me, and I'll pass on the information. 440-725-5462. Don't feel like this. When you can feel like this. Schedule a healthy home consultation today, and I'll come too to meet you and share what I know about healthy homes. Call 440-725-5462. That's 440-725-5462. And remember, a healthy home is a happy home. The pharmaceutical industry is wreaking havoc on our health. Drugs promoted on TV and magazines. Drugs, drugs, drugs. I'm Pat Rulo, radio host of Speak Up and Stay Alive Patient Safety Radio, with a new line of essential oils called Tiny Drops. Essential oils are powerful and concentrated plant essences. And just one tiny drop can have noticeable health benefits. No pills and no nasty side effects. Take charge of your health. Tiny Drops, big results. Visit tinydropseo.com. Well, right now we're going to switch gears a bit for you. On our radio network, speakuptalkradio.com, not only do we feature podcasts from around the world, we also feature interviews from guest authors. And in the past year, I've done over 100 interviews and just so many exciting authors and wonderful books that I'd like to share with you. For sure, you can head over to speakuptalkradio.com to listen to the full interviews. But today I'd like to give you just a little sneak peek, a little 10-minute peek into a recent interview that I had with author Dennis Kohler. As I said, it's just a short little 10-minute snippet from our interview, and you can listen to the entire interview at speakuptalkradio.com. On the right-hand side of the page lists the recent posts. You'll find his name, Dennis Kohler. Just click that and you can hear the entire interview. So let's head into that just for a little change of pace today. Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you were listening to today's interview and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. And right now, I have the pleasure to share an award-winning author with you. He is Dennis Kohler. Dennis has published 3 novels and is currently hard at work on his 4th. His protagonist, Tom McGuire, is a former POW in Vietnam and now a world-weary, somewhat cynical, San Francisco Police Department homicide inspector. Dennis was born and raised in San Francisco, and he earned his degree in philosophy from St. Mary's College of California. Upon graduating, he entertained the idea of opening a little corner philosophy store in San Francisco, but soon came to the realization that sometime in the past 600 or 700 years, the market for philosophers had cratered. Therefore, he taught high school for 6 years, earned an MBA, and transitioned to a career in collegiate administration. He began writing his first novel, The Oath, in 2008. 4 years later, he knew if the novel was going to be finished in his lifetime, he'd have to work on it full-time. Therefore, in early 2013, he made the leap, exchanging the everyday working world for the everyday writing world. And he got such a rush when The Oath was finished in early 2014, he immediately began writing another novel, and then another, and he is now working on his 4th. And Dennis says, since he started writing books, his bank account has become decidedly smaller, but his satisfaction meter is off the charts. I live in a delightful community with a wonderful, loving wife, and my reputation for well-written, page-turning mystery thriller novels is growing. I'm loving life. Well, you can't beat that. So let's find out how we accomplished this. Welcome to the network, Dennis.
Pat, I appreciate your having me. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And you know, I really love the idea of a little corner philosophy store. Wouldn't that be just so cool?
Yeah. Reminded me of my growing up in San Francisco, you bet.
My, I don't know. It might work today, do you think?
Yeah, it might work today, yeah. You'd have to sell cannabis, though, along with the philosophy.
We'd get a lot of philosophical ideas then, wouldn't we? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Something to think about if you're ever getting bored.
You bet.
So what was it like early on when you said goodbye to making a traditional living and decided to become a first-time author?
Well, you know, it was delightful. Yeah, at the time, I live in San Francisco Bay Area, so I'm about 25 miles from the city. That commute to San Francisco was, you know, it was taking an hour to an hour and a half each way every day. And you know, everybody can say I can spend my life a lot better than sitting in a car getting mad at other motorists. So we just decided to, you know, I had started the Oath about 4 years before. I had finished about half of it in 4 years, and I learned a lot about writing in that time. You know, I mean, I had a story I wanted to tell, but my goodness, you need characters, and it's my first book, right? So you need characters, and you need dialogue that actually makes sense, and you know, you need a protagonist, and so on and so forth. And I said I got to do something about this, and there's no way I'm going to finish this unless I do it full time. So. Mm-hmm. I left and finished the book actually in 2014. I published it as an ebook, and that was going to be the end of my writing career. But it wasn't, because it gave me the bug to continue this. It's a great profession, you know. It's not easy, but it's really fun.
Well, you have to be congratulated for taking that leap. I just know there's so many people that have dreams in their mind and in their heart, and a lot of times you settle for the what's given and think, well, maybe someday, and often someday doesn't arrive. So
is true, too. I've known a lot of people like that, and I didn't want to be one.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate that and applaud that, really. I do. So your first book was titled The Oath. Give us a synopsis.
If you don't mind, let me just tell you the reason I even wanted to write the book in the first place. Is that okay?
Yeah, that was my next question, so we'll do it this way.
Yeah. So I had a story. I've always been kind of, throughout my life, I've been interested in things strategic, military history being one of them, you know, and it's not necessarily the, you know, why we got in a war, did war, I mean, whoever was in war, but what, why they did things in particular battles that what they saw, why did they make decisions X, Y, and Z? And, so I went through in my lifetime, I went through a whole Civil War period of my life, and then I got into Vietnam. And one of the things I read early on was a history book, actually, on the POWs that were mostly pilots shot down over North Vietnam and held in real, you know, horrible suffering they went through. And I'm thinking to myself, these guys are really American heroes, you know, to go through all this for their country, and no one knows anything about them, you know. And so this was back in the 90s, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I'll write a book about this. And so that started the genesis of it, but then John McCain comes along, and he's starting to tell the story. So anyway, so I gave it up for a while, but in 2008, I said, you know, I am going to tell the story in a way, in a fictional way. So I thought about the oath itself, the oath that all military people take, you know, that I do solemnly swear that, you know, I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, you know, dot, 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 so help me God. And I started thinking about, you know, foreign enemies, that's a no-brainer. You know, everybody knows what a foreign enemy is, but what would be a domestic enemy? What would somebody who's taking that oath think it was worth fighting for against the domestic enemy? And that kind of started the story, the actual fictional part of it. So I take the life of two kind of young naval aviators that took the oath. Both were shot down over North Vietnam, and together they endured, you know, 6 or 7 years of really brutal torture, which they all did, by the way, just historically true, at the infamous Hanoi Hilton. Well, now it's 4 decades later, and one is a San Francisco homicide inspector, Tom McGuire, and the other is a guy who was married, had no children, his wife has died, and he now has cancer, and he decides, you know, it's payback time for all those sufferings that he went through. And his, you know, he begins selectively killing Americans in the anti-war movement who went over to North Vietnam during the war. And so now there's a tension between two people who have the same common experience, who both took the oath, and one just reads it differently. And one is sworn, the inspector, Tom McGuire, is sworn he took the oath to put murderers in jail. So that's the tension of the story, and that's how it kind of came about.
So there was social commentary that you wanted to express within this story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's, you know, what I tried to do was to take both of those views and give them a fair hearing. You know, that kind of comes from my philosophy background. So what is it that drives both protagonists, both characters in the story? Mm-hmm. One, you know, and with both the shared experience. So that was, I think, the kicker here, that they both endured those tortures, and they both encountered Americans who came over there during the war, and actually some of them were actually the cause. I mean, this is, again, historical fact, that were actually the cause of some of that suffering and led to the death of a few of those prisoners. So to seek revenge, you know, is not a good thing, mm-hmm. but one can understand that. And so what I tried to do is to be sympathetic to both of those issues and try to play them out against one another. So at the very end of the story, you know, there's a climactic scene, and they both sit there and give their kind of philosophical view of the war and America's place in that war.
Mm-hmm. So where can folks go then to learn more about you if they'd like that, and where they can purchase your books?
Let me just give you my website. It's easy enough. It's Dennis Kohler, DennisKohler.com. And let me offer listeners, if they, I'm open. I do love to talk about this stuff and to use my experience and thought process to anybody who cares to listen to it. So they can get in touch with me through that website, and then, we can start a dialogue if they so choose. Your books are on Amazon, obviously, and they're all in ebook form also, and you can get them through any bookstores that are still open, but you'd have to ask for them. They don't stock them.
All righty, so we'll send folks to Dennis Kohler, and that's Kohler, DennisKohler.com.
Pat, I appreciate it again. I appreciate your giving me the opportunity to talk. It's what matters in this business, so thank you very much.
This is Susan Marie from The Dougie Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. Please join my canine co-host, the Dougie Diva herself, Miss Olive, and I as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you each week on Speak Up Talk Radio, or please visit us at our website at thedoggiediva.com. Have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's right. If you want to learn more about how to keep your pets safe and happy, tune into my favorite pet show, The Dougie Diva Show, found at our very own speakuptalkradio.com or visit doggydiva.com. And next is my friend Veronica Entwistle, also a radio host on speakuptalkradio.com. She is an intuitive and energy counselor, and she offers private telephone readings to inspire your change, allowing you to fully harness the potential of your inner self. Visit her website, veronicaentwistle.com. Write it down. 510-595-5564. That's 510-595-5564.
Radio is a wonderful tool. The wisdom we cultivate throughout our lives comes out in our voices and can invigorate and empower listeners. Voices actually have a grand healing function. Sound through media can heal humanity, all life actually. Paradigm Shifters shows includes resonance wizards like Randy Masters, David Eisen, Amrita Cottrell, Jonathan Goldman, and more in their business of tuning you up. Meet Paradigm Shifters on speakuptalkradio.com or veronicaentwistle.com.
Well, I do believe this is the fastest show in radio. Always goes by so quickly, and I always have so much to share with you. And anyway, I hope that you do find some time or make some time this week to get outside, take those shoes off, do some grounding, find a forest or just some trees in your yard and hang out and do some forest bathing. How cool would that be? And I hope you also take some time to head over to our websites, speakuptalkradio.com and speakupandstayalive.com. So much information on both of those sites for you. Well, until next week, I hope that you have a healthy and a happy week. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice.
Listen to Pat Rulo and Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio. Stay safe from little-known healthcare and hospital hazards. To learn more, go to speakupandstayalive.com. That's speakupandstayalive.com.